天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师讲到了第一个做门徒的记号，就是对主忠心并完全的顺服。小环相信大家一定受益颇多。那做门徒的第二个记号又是什么呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们打开圣经，预备心，一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in today.
很感谢你的收听。
If you are listening for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the middle of a three-part series on the marks of discipleship.
我们正在播出门徒的三个记号这一系列。
We saw the first mark of discipleship is loyalty to Jesus.
上次我们讲到门徒第一个记号就是对主忠心。
Today we are going to see the second mark of discipleship, which is loving like Jesus.
今天我们要讲门徒的第二个记号，就是要像耶稣那样去爱。
In the next message, we will see the third mark of discipleship, which is living for Jesus.
下一次我们要讲门徒的第三个记号，也就是要像耶稣那样的生活。
So what does it mean loving like Jesus?
什么是像耶稣那样去爱呢？
Some of you probably are asking by now, can anyone really love like Jesus?
也许你会问，真的有人能够像耶稣那样去爱吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是肯定的。
But can it be done perfectly?
但是能不能像他爱的那样完全呢？
The answer is no.
当然不能。
Can it be done easily?
像耶稣那样去爱容易做得到吗？
The answer is also no.
一点儿也不容易。
The major part of the problem is that many people have a wrong notion about Christian love.
问题在于很多人对基督的爱有一种误解。
Many people mistakenly conclude that to love like Jesus means that you could never condemn sin.
他们以为像耶稣那样去爱就不应该谴责罪恶。
Some people think loving like Jesus means that we would not make a distinction between right and wrong.
也有人认为像耶稣那样去爱就不应该黑白太分明。
On the contrary,
事实恰恰相反。
The highest expression of love is obedience to the word of God.
最能表达爱的方式就是顺从神的话。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you obey me."
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Listen to John 13:35.
请听约翰福音十三章三十五节。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心。众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
What does this mean if you love one another?
彼此相爱是什么意思呢？
Where is the focus here?
这句话的重点在哪里呢？
The focus is not on the one who wants to be loved.
这话的重点不在于被爱的那一位。
Jesus' focus is that you should do the loving, not demand to be loved.
耶稣的意思乃是要我们主动去爱别人，而不是要求别人爱我们。
You may be asking, does this mean that I should do all the loving and not expect to be loved back?
也许你会问，你的意思是说，我只有爱别人的份儿，而不能期望得到别人的爱吗？
The truth is this, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友， 事实上呢
？If you want to receive love, you've got to begin by giving love.
如果你想要得到别人的爱，你就要先付出爱。
Now, this is a very important distinction.
这一点非常重要。
In some cultures, the whole concept of love has turned into sentimentality.
在某些文化里，爱就是感情用事。
People use love as an excuse to get others to do what they selfishly want.
人们把爱当成借口来指使别人为满足自己的私欲而行。
The whole focus of love for some of us is on the recipient's demand.
对有些人来说，爱就是要满足被爱者的欲望。
Jesus tells us that the mark of discipleship is to love like he loves.
耶稣告诉我们说，门徒的标志就是要像他那样去爱。
And Jesus never loved sin or ignored sin.
耶稣从没有爱过罪或姑息罪恶。
But he forgave sin.
他乃是赦免人的罪。
While he never sinned, he died to pay for our sins.
他虽然从来没有犯过罪，却为救赎我们的罪而死。
In fact, it is out of love that we condemn sin because sin is harmful.
事实上，我们是因着爱才谴责罪，因为罪给人带来了伤害。
Sin hurts families.
罪伤害到家庭。
Sin destroys people and communities.
罪摧毁人类社会。
Sin creates turmoil in society.
罪给社会带来混乱。
When Jesus said to the disciples, "By this all men shall know that you are my disciples."
当耶稣对门徒说，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
He was not talking about ignoring sin.
他不是要我们忽视罪的存在。
He was not saying that you should demand to be loved by others.
他也不是要我们只想着接受别人的爱。
Jesus was saying that by pouring out yourself in love for others, the world will know that you are my disciple.
耶稣乃是说，因着你们倾倒自己来爱别人，众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
But my listening friend, did you know when Jesus said that?
但亲爱的朋友，你知道耶稣是在什么时候说这话的吗？
Jesus said that right after he washed the disciples' feet.
耶稣这话是在他刚刚给门徒洗完了脚以后说的。
Washing feet was often the task of the servant of the house.
给客人洗脚通常是仆人干的活儿。
The master of the house never washed the guest's feet unless the master was extremely poor.
如果不是这个家一贫如洗的话，家主是从来不会给客人洗脚的。
People walked barefoot or wore sandals and walked on dirt roads and so their feet were filthy.
那时候的人通常赤着脚或穿一双拖鞋在泥沙地上行走，所以他们的脚很肮脏。
Jesus washed all of the disciples' feet, even Judas's feet.
而耶稣给所有的门徒洗脚，就连犹大的脚也洗了。
Jesus knew that Judas had already sold him to his enemies.
耶稣明明知道犹大已经出卖了他。
Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him three times.
耶稣也知道彼得将要三次不认他。
In fact, Jesus knew that all of his disciples were going to flee and forsake him.
其实耶稣连其余的门徒将要离弃他也都一清二楚。
And he told them so at the Last Supper.
他在最后晚餐的时候全都告诉他们了。
But John 13:1 gives you the explanation why Jesus washed their feet.
然而约翰福音十三章第一节解释了耶稣为什么要替门徒洗脚。
It says that he loved them to the end.
圣经说耶稣爱他们就爱到底。
My listening friend, this is not human love.
我亲爱的朋友， 这不是人间所谓的爱。
This is not selfish love.
这不是自私的爱。
This is not possessive love.
这不是占有式的爱。
This is not twisted love.
这不是扭曲的爱。
Oh, but this is a redemptive love.
这乃是一种救赎之爱。
This is a divine love.
这乃是神圣之爱。
And that is why I told you in the beginning that this kind of love is neither natural nor easy.
这就是为什么从一开始我就告诉你，这种爱绝非自然而然，轻而易举就能做得到的。
Only God can give you this divine love.
只有上帝能赐给你这种神圣之爱。
So let me ask the question again.
所以我再问你一次。
Is loving like Christ easy?
像耶稣那样去爱容易吗？
No.
不容易。
But only Christ can make you love like Christ.
然而耶稣可以促使我们像他那样的去爱。
Are you a disciple of Christ?
你是耶稣的门徒吗？
If you are a disciple of Christ, then you must ask yourself a question.
如果你是跟随基督的人，你就应该问问自己。
Do I love like Christ loves?
我能像基督那样去爱别人吗？
Is there a magic wand to wave and all the emotional hurts will be made whole?
有没有这样一支魔棒，只要挥一下，所有的伤痛就会立马得到医治呢？
Yes.
有的。
The magic wand is to love like Christ.
这支魔棒就是要像耶稣那样去爱。
Is there a formula that will help us overcome painful emotions?
有没有一种妙方可以医治你感情上所受的伤呢？
Yes.
有的。
Love like Christ.
像耶稣那样去爱。
But how do you love like Christ?
可是怎样才能像耶稣那样去爱呢？
Every time you are hurt by someone, you forgive them.
每一次当你受了伤，就饶恕那伤害你的人。
You say, but he doesn't deserve forgiveness.
你可能会说，这种人根本不配得到饶恕。
She hurt me deeply.
他伤得我这么深。
He abused me.
他虐待我。
She nearly destroyed me.
她几乎毁了我。
Let me ask you this.
我要问你。
Did Jesus forgive you?
耶稣是否曾经饶恕了你呢？
Does Jesus forgive you now?
耶稣是否正在饶恕你呢？
Will Jesus keep on forgiving you?
耶稣是不是一直都在原谅你呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是的确如此。
Then how can you be happy to receive forgiveness at his hand, but not dispense it to others?
你怎么能一味地接受主的饶恕，而不去饶恕别人呢？
If you are a disciple of Christ, you must love like Christ.
如果你是基督的门徒，就要像基督那样去爱才是。
In the natural man, many of us have short tempers and love for revenge.
按照人的天性，我们都迫不及待地要去报复别人。
In the natural man, we don't practice doing unto others as you would have them do unto you.
按照我们的天性，我们都做不到，你要别人怎样待你，你就怎样待人。
That is why all of us must cry out to the Lord.
因此，我们不得不对主恳求说，
I cannot do it by my own strength.
靠我自己，我实在做不到。
We must ask God for the process of Christ's likeness to begin in our lives.
我们必须求神帮助我们，在生活中渐渐活出基督的样式来。
Is it easy?
这样做容易吗？
When you are not walking with the Lord, it's very difficult.
如果你不与主同行，一点也不容易。
But when you begin walking with Jesus moment by moment, it becomes easy.
然而当你学习随时与主同行，就不会那么困难了。
loving like Jesus does not mean that when someone wrongs us, we pretend that it didn't happen or it didn't hurt.
像耶稣那样去爱，并不是说当有人得罪你，你却装着没事或不关痛痒。
No, that's sentimentality.
这是感情用事，不是爱。
But what does it mean to forgive and forget?
不念旧恶是什么意思呢？
It means that whenever you are wronged by someone, you immediately, between you and God, forgive that person.
意思就是，当有人得罪了你，你要在神面前立刻饶恕他。
It means that when the person who wronged you repents and asks for your forgiveness, you are ready to forgive and embrace that person.
意思就是，当得罪你的人悔改并请求你的饶恕时，你已经预备好了，愿意原谅他，接纳他。
But what does it mean to forget?
可是不纪念到底是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that you will get amnesia and you will have absolutely no memory of that event?
是不是说你得了健忘症，把从前所发生的事儿全不记得了呢？
No.
不是的。
Forgetting means that you will not hold it against that person.
不纪念乃是说你不再对这个人耿耿于怀。
It means that you will not bring up the subject every day.
也就是说你不再旧事重提。
Forgetting means you cancel the debt in your mind and in your heart.
不纪念的意思就是你从心底彻底赦免了这个人所亏欠你的。
If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you need to learn to love like Christ.
如果你是基督的门徒，那么你就要跟耶稣学习如何去爱。
I want to tell you something about forgiveness that you must never forget.
在学习饶恕的时候，有些事情需要铭记在心。
First,
第一，
you must never offer forgiveness unless and until the person asks for it.
除非某人要求你的宽恕，否则千万不要对他说要饶恕他。
Why?
原因在哪里呢？
If you walk up to someone and say, I forgive you for what you have done,
如果你突然对某人说，我饶恕你所行的一切，
the person may be totally unaware of what he or she has done.
这个人也许根本没有意识到自己做了得罪你的事。
Then you will create a far greater problem than you intended to solve.
那么你会把事情越搞越复杂。
Because, my listening friend, conviction must precede repentance.
亲爱的朋友，在认错前，他要先知道自己错在哪儿呀。
And when public repentance takes place, then public forgiveness should be offered generously and freely.
因此，只有公开认罪时，就该慷慨地、公开地饶恕。
Secondly, you must take care of the inward forgiveness immediately.
第二，在事情刚刚发生的时候，就要从心里饶恕他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because carrying a grudge hinders God's blessing in your life.
因为如果你一直怀恨在心，神所赐的福就不能临到你的身上。
And so forgive them inwardly, then wait for God's timing to forgive them outwardly and publicly.
因此要先从心里饶恕他们，再等候神所指示的时机，公开表明你饶恕了他们。
Let me give you an example.
让我来举一个例子。
After the resurrection, Jesus did not rush to Peter and say, Peter, I forgive you for denying me.
在耶稣复活以后，他没有马上对彼得说，彼得，我赦免你否认我的罪。
No.
没有。
He said to him, Peter, do you love me?
他乃是对彼得说，彼得，你爱我吗？
And he asked Peter this question three times.
而且耶稣问了彼得三次。
And when Peter became convicted, then public forgiveness occurred.
当彼得承认了自己的罪，他也得到了公开的宽恕。
Oh, but do you know when did Jesus forgive Peter?
可是你知道耶稣是什么时候赦免彼得的吗？
Jesus forgave Peter the very moment Peter uttered his third denial.
就在彼得第三次否认耶稣的时候，主就已经赦免他了。
The Bible said Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
圣经记着说，耶稣转过身来看彼得。
When Jesus forgave the crowd that nailed him to the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上饶恕那些钉死他的群众时，
He did not look down from his agony and say, I forgive you, people.
他并不是在受苦的时候从十字架上往下看着他们说，我赦免你们。
No.
不是的。
They did not think they had done anything wrong.
那时候那些人不认为自己做错了什么。
And so instead, Jesus spoke to the Father about them.
耶稣乃是望着天，在圣父面前为他们求情。
He said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So, my listening friend, you should talk to the Father about those who hurt you.
所以，我亲爱的朋友，当有人得罪你的时候，你应该向天父祷告。
Then the Father will give you supernatural power to forgive them and keep your heart clean.
神一定会赐给你超然的能力来饶恕他们，并保守你心灵的纯净。
My listening friend, I want to conclude by telling you why you should forgive as quickly as possible.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要强调为什么要尽快饶恕人的原因。
Because the Bible said, if I incline a sin in my heart,
因为圣经说，我若心里注重罪孽。
Does anyone see your heart?
有没有人看得见你心中所想的呢？
No.
没有。
The heart is where nobody else knows about it except God and you.
除了上帝和你自己，没有人知道你的心怀意念。
So if I hide a sin in my heart,
因此如果我心里藏着罪，
if I entertain a sin in my heart,
如果我心中容纳罪孽，
if I host a sin in my heart,
如果我让罪住在我心里，
God will not hear my prayer.
神就不会垂听我的祷告。
My listening friend, let me ask you, have you been praying for something for so long and you did not get an answer?
亲爱的朋友，我要问你，你是不是为了某件事祷告了很久，但总是得不到回答呢？
Maybe you are entertaining a grudge in your heart.
也许你仍然心存芥蒂，不愿意饶恕别人。
Maybe you are nourishing a sin in your heart.
也许你容许罪在你心里酝酿。
Maybe you are nurturing bitterness and resentment in your heart.
也许你容许苦毒、恼恨在你心里滋长。
Maybe you are not loving like Jesus.
也许你不愿像耶稣那样去爱。
But the good news today is that you can begin to love like Jesus right now.
幸好，今天你就可以像耶稣那样去爱。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。原来第二个记号就是像耶稣那样去爱，但生活中的我们常常不明白爱的真谛，更不知道如何去爱。感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们知道唯有像耶稣那样去爱，才能够在爱中得到真正的自由，也可以真正的去原谅和忘记。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我在济南中秋高夜荷花，想我的神狐秋，他重殿中听了我的声音，我在他面前的狐秋入了他的他冲高天，伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来。他又领我到旷阔之处，他就把我引他喜悦我在济南中秋高夜荷花，想我的神狐秋，他重殿中听了我的声音，我在他面前的狐秋入了他的济南中秋高夜。